Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's society, it seems that if you are not tech-savvy and on social media, well, you just aren't really very much. You see, the key to social media is to gain as many followers as possible. And the more you have, the more people you can reach with whatever you have to say. Get enough and enough interactions with your posts, that is, likings or comments, and you can turn it into a nice income. Even I have jumped into the social media fray, although without very much success. I have an Instagram account with 27 followers, 16 of which are friends and family who really don't care about what I have to say. My Truth Social account, I have 3 followers and have no idea who any of them are. And during the pandemic, I got thrown into Facebook jail, so I'm not on that one any longer. I imagine Jesus would have had a similar success on social media as I do. Sure, he had lots of followers, great crowds, Scripture tells us, but nothing like celebrities today. Former President Trump has a respectable 7.6 million followers on Truth Social. Taylor Swift, the pop star queen today, has 95 million followers on X or Twitter, whatever we're calling it today, but that pales in comparison to her Instagram account with 283 million followers. Just think, taking 2 minutes out of her day, writing a post, and nearly the entire population of the United States can read her thoughts or see her pictures. It's clear that these social media influencers seek as much attention as they can get. Now, based on our gospel reading for this morning, it's safe to assume that Jesus has no interest in what we would call social media today. Rather than seeking attention and the cheers from the crowds, Jesus did the exact opposite. He takes the deaf man away from the crowds before restoring his hearing. And then after the miracle, he tells all of those who were with him not to say anything about it. That seems like a rather strange statement. Why perform this wonderful miracle and not tell anyone? Well, clearly, Jesus is not concerned with crowds. He is concerned about one person. In the verses right before our reading this morning, it was a young girl possessed by a demon. Jesus was concerned with her. And this morning we hear that Jesus is concerned with one deaf and mute man. You see, Jesus is the exact opposite of famous people today. They all want to be heard. They all want to be followed. But they certainly cannot be bothered by you, surrounded by armed security guards that look like NFL linemen. Today's celebrities don't care what you have to say or what you want. Of Taylor Swift's 283 million followers, do you know how many people she follows back? Zero. She could care less about what her followers want or need. These people love their seclusion from their followers. Sure, Jesus sought out quiet places for himself and his men. We've already read this year that when Jesus did that, only to find that the crowd had discovered where he was going and got there ahead of them. And instead of anger, instead of righteous indignation, Jesus has compassion on them and welcomes them. The same compassion he had for the deaf man. He is always concerned with the one who is needy and hurting. Jesus is not concerned with drawing crowds. In fact, Mark tells us that he often flees from the crowds, but we also learn that Jesus is the same Jesus all the time, no matter where you encounter him. There are not two messianic figures in Scripture. What you see is what you get with Jesus. And what you see is the same concern for a woman who had been sick for 12 years as he shows for the synagogue leader's daughter who was dying. He is the same when alone with Peter, James, and John, or among 5,000 people that he is feeding. He is the same whether soldiers are striking him or criminals are insulting him. He is the same, always and forever. And because he is the same, then he has the same concern for the deaf and mute man is also a deep-rooted love and concern for you. The one who touches the unclean, who ate with tax collectors and prostitutes, even Gentiles, is concerned for you and your hurts and your pains that you deal with. The one who touched the tongue and the ears of a deaf mute comes to you with his love and his mercy to restore you with his forgiveness. And Jesus still comes and sets us free in the waters of baptism in his commanding word. He is concerned for the one who is in bondage to addiction and the one broken by guilt. Through the wonderful forgiving words of absolution, he frees those held captive to the past. This is a wonderful comfort for those who feel forgotten, lost, and alone. Sure, the crowds were amazed at what Jesus had done, but Mark is telling us that Jesus has a larger concern for each and every single person. That's just the sort of Lord that Jesus is. He is the one who does all things well. From obeying his parents to submitting to the local laws, Jesus is always the good servant. As teacher, he teaches what is good, right, and true. As king, he shows mercy to the least and the lowest. As savior, he comes to rescue those who are lost and forgotten. Jesus can only do good because he is God. And God is good. Therefore, wherever he goes, he does what is good and pleasing to his heavenly Father. He always submits to the Father's will, which we confess is a good and gracious will. When God finished his creation and he looked back over all he had done, he said it was good. Good because God only does that which is good. After Jesus restored the Syrophoenician's daughter and the deaf man, people said he does all things well. Well, of course he does, because Jesus is God. He never stops doing things well. He did things well right up to the very end when he cries from the cross, "It is finished." He had completed the work of recreation. "It is finished" is Jesus' way of looking back over what he had done and declaring his work complete, and it was good. And he still keeps on doing good today as he strengthens the weak, comforts the sorrowful, and shows mercy for the forsaken and forgiveness for the repentant. This is a regular reminder that we need, that Jesus does all things well. When doctor visits and treatments don't bring healing that we hope for, our Lord continues to do all things well as he grants us the grace to endure the suffering. When we look outside these windows and we see violence and terror and disease and hunger, we hold to the truth that Jesus continues to do all things well. He continues to accomplish his good and gracious will as his word is proclaimed, as the sick receive healing from doctors serving as God's instruments, as the hungry are fed by the service of countless hands. seeing evil in the world does not mean that Jesus does not do all things well. Quite the contrary, actually. In this world, he continues to break the evil plans of Satan and this world as he carries out his good through his baptized children whenever and wherever they serve, often without notice. Most importantly, Jesus does all things well when he shows you your sin and rebellion. He does all things well as he calls you to repentance and forgives your sins for the sake of his death on the cross. Our Lord Jesus did all things well during his earthly ministry, and he continues to do all things well as his word is proclaimed and as his church serves as his hands and feet in service to the world. Our Lord does all things well as he shows care and concern for every single person in need. May this loving kindness and concern bring you comfort and peace as you endure the suffering in this world and as we look lovingly to the day when our Lord will take us all to be with him. Amen. Amen.